It's also my pleasure and privilege to be here this morning.
今天能够在你们的当中也是我的荣耀，很高兴。
I wondered how we were going to do the Bible reading, and I'm glad Dennis broke that ice.
我们 ，sorry.
I wondered how we were going to do the Bible reading, and I'm glad that Dennis got us started with that.
Oh, okay. 我就想说，今天我们怎么样来读这个圣经呢？那很高兴呢。杨长老已经开始怎么做了。
When you get a lot of preachers and pastors together, there are a lot of words to be said.
当有很多的牧者、传道人聚在一起的话，一定有很多话要讲的。
And I'm sure Dr. Xu has most of them this morning.
今天呢，许教授会有最多的话要讲。
I do, however, want to bring you greetings from Dr. Ken Phillips.
我今天也代表 Dr.Ken Phillips, 带来祝福。
Some of you might have been around long enough to remember when Ken helped out as English pastor at this church.
当Dr. Phillips 在我们这个教会当英文牧师的时候呢，有一些人可能还记得他。
And I'm not going to tell you stories about Dan.
我不会跟你们讲一些关于 Dan 的故事。
I am going, though, to use four verses from Peter's first letter, 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 to 4.
那我今天要跟大家讲的是彼得前书第五章四段的四句的经文。
Because Peter speaks directly to what we're doing this morning.
因为彼得对我们直接讲今天我们要做的是什么。
He says, Therefore, I exhort the elders among you as your fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ and a partaker also of the glory that is to be revealed.
我在这同作长老，也是为基督受苦做见证，又是同享将来所要显现的荣耀的，劝你们当中做长老的。
Shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight not under compulsion, but voluntarily according to the will of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness.
牧要牧养在你们中间的神的羊群，按着神的旨意照顾他们，不是出于勉强，而是出于甘心，不是因为贪财，而是出于热诚。
Nor yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but proving to be examples to the flock.
也不是要管辖托付你们的羊群，而是做他们的榜样。
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
到了牧长显现的时候，你们必定得着那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
Just briefly, three elements from this passage. A command, characteristics, and a crown.
在这段经文有提到三样，就是一个命令，一个建议，还有一个crown， 还有冠冕。
The command is clear.
这个命令很清楚。
Peter says, shepherd the flock of God.
彼得说你要牧养神的羊群。
You notice that Peter does not say lead the church.
你要看彼得并不是说教会我们。
He says shepherd the flock.
他说牧养羊群。
So Dan, your job in harness with the other leaders of the church is to care for, to feed, to guard, and to shepherd the flock.
所以 Dan 弟兄，你就跟教会的那个领导一样，就是要牧养、照顾、看顾你的羊群。
And as you do that, Peter highlights three characteristics.
当要这样做的时候呢，彼得是提到三样的特点。
He uses a series of contrasts.
他用了几个的对比。
He says, "Not under compulsion, but voluntarily."
他说不是出于勉强，而是出于甘心。
Enthusiastically, not because you have to do it, but because you want to do it.
你很热心的做，并不是说你要去做，是你很想去做。
The second contrast is not for sordid gain, but with eagerness.
第二个对比就是说，不是因为贪财，而是出于热诚。
Shepherd the flock generously.
就是你要看牧养你的羊群，非常慷慨的去看顾他们。
Not for what you can get, but for what you can give.
不是你能从他们得到什么，而是你能给他们付出什么。
And then the third contrast nor as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but proving to be examples to the flock.
第三个对比就是说，不是要管辖托付你们的羊群，而是做他们的榜样。
Shepherd the flock humbly, not as a master, but as a model.
只有很谦卑的去牧养你的羊群，并不是去管辖他们，而是做他们的榜样。
Peter says, "Shepherd the flock of God enthusiastically, generously, and humbly."
所以彼得说，要牧养神的羊群是出于甘心，出于热忱，也是要做他们的榜样。
And when you do, there's a crown of glory waiting for you.
当你这样做的时候，就永不衰残的荣耀冠冕等着你。
He says, when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
因为经文说，到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得着那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
Being an elder is hard work.
做一个长老是非常辛苦的。
But the old song says, it will be worth it all when we see Jesus.
可是好像一首老的诗歌说，能够见到主耶稣基督，这是一切都是值得的。
So Dan, my charge to you is shepherd the flock of God.
所以 Dan 弟兄，我对你的劝勉是，你要牧养神的羊群。
Do it enthusiastically.
出于甘心。
Do it generously.
出于慷慨。
And do it humbly.
也出于谦卑的。
And then finally, do it expectantly, knowing it will be worth it all when you see Jesus.
而且你要知道，心里就有这样的盼望。你这样去做，你就会见到主耶稣基督，得到荣耀冠冕。谢谢。